This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. After days of intense negotiation, Governor Andrew Cuomo, State Education Commissioner John King, and New York State United Teachers President Richard C. Iannuzzo announced Friday, Thursday, February 16th, that the state and New York State Teachers Union reached an agreement on a new statewide teacher evaluation system. The accord makes the state, quote, a national leader, unquote, on the issue, Cuomo said. The agreement provides guidance to local districts for the implementation of a process that makes good on the state's promise to put in place a teacher evaluation system as a condition of its $700 million federal Race to the Top award. Under the plan, teachers will be graded on a scale of 0 to 100 points. 60% of the score is based on teacher performance, measured through classroom observation, parent and student feedback via evaluator or professional development activities. The remaining 40% will be awarded based on student performance on state and local exams. You can see the governor's press conference online at a link at on the WGXC newsroom at newsroom.wgxc.org.
Today is a great day for the schools of within the state of New York and the school children in the state of New York. Government works today after 2 years of talking about a teacher evaluation system, even longer if you put in you count the years that we talked about passing a law. But 2 years ago we passed the law, and we've been talking about implementing the system since then. Today, the evaluation system, the performance system, becomes a reality. We had the way the system will work is there is now an agreed-to statewide regulatory evaluation system. The local school districts will then customize that system, if you will, to meet their particular needs of that local district. We have over 700 districts in the state.
Bridge and road damage caused by flooding during Tropical Storm Irene in August has been repaired along Route 42 in Lexington, and the bridge is open there. Two bridges were reconstructed and are now open to traffic. The reopened areas are on Route 42 between State Route 23A and County Road 6 and the Route 42 bridge over the Westkill. Both locations are in the town of Lexington. You can see the photo of the reconstructed bridge at the Daily Mail website and read the story there, too, about it. Jamie Larson reports in the Register Star that the Hudson Valley Creamery is expected to begin distributing European goat cheese from a former cold storage facility in Livingston later this month. At a special meeting Wednesday, February 15th, the Livingston Planning Board approved the creamery's site plan for the facility located at 2986 Route 9. The product will be shipped in bulk from Europe to Columbia County, where workers will portion and repackage the cheese for nationwide distribution. The facility is expected to employ 25 local workers. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The question of where Columbia County will house its homeless population has come up again, Tom Casey reports in the Register Star. The sitting was a Board of Supervisors Human Service Committee Wednesday, February 16th, when representatives of Maranatha Human Services Incorporated, a Poughkeepsie-based nonprofit organization, identified two properties as potential emergency and temporary housing locations. Al Coley, president and CEO of Maranatha, reported two properties are being considered for purchase. The first, a five-acre farm in Livingston, can accommodate up to 30 people after renovation. The seven-unit apartment building at 834 Warren Street in Hudson would be used to house families. Maranatha has been working on the housing question with Department of Social Services Commissioner Paul Mossman for more than a year, Coley told the committee. A special meeting on the county's housing plans will be held 5 p.m. March 7th at 401 State Street in Hudson. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Alexandra Piers in New York Magazine is reporting that the architect Rem Koolhaas will design and construct artist Marina Abramovich's Center for Preservation of Performance Art in Hudson. Abramovich bought the former tennis building in Hudson at Columbia and 7th Streets. Quote, the Serbian art superstar will seek to raise $8 million to pay for the project, she revealed Tuesday to a group of art collectors at a panel at Manhattan's Tony Core Club, and the museum will be devoted to performance art pieces of, quote, 6 hours minimum, unquote. Some of them will go on for days, unquote, the story says. Quote, Hudson, New York, and the surrounding region southeast of the Catskills is already something of a serious art world hangout with several expat galleries in town, unquote. You can read that full story in New York Magazine. Today is Friday, February 17th, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts that it will be mostly sunny Friday in Medusa with a high near 42. Friday night should be mostly cloudy with a low around 25.
The holiday weekend forecast: Saturday, scattered rain and snow showers after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 23. Sunday, there's also a slight chance of snow after 7 a.m., mixing with rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 36 and a low around 19. And Monday should be sunny with a high near 35 and a low around 18. Today's the third Friday of the month, and in Claverick today at 11 a.m., there is a budget presentation with Brian Stratton, director of canals and former mayor of Schenectady. Stratton will offer an overview of the governor's budget for 2012-13 and take questions from attendees. 11 a.m., at the A.B. Shaw Firehouse, 67 Route 23, Claverick. That's the new firehouse in Claverick. Sunrise is at 6:49, sets at 5:32 p.m. The moon rises at 3:39 a.m. and sets at 1:22 in the afternoon. Last night, the Chicago Bulls beat the Boston Celtics 89-80. Carlos Boozer had 23 points. Tonight, the New Orleans Hornets play at the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden at 8 p.m. on TV, and Knicks are attempting their eighth straight win since Jeremy Lin began playing regularly. Tune in to guest DJ Alex tonight at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra.